This is John Batchelor. From a conversation with Ronald White, his new book is On Great Fields, The Life and Unlikely Heroism of Joshua Lawrence Chamberlain. Chamberlain is famous on the Gettysburg battlefield for 90 minutes, as Ron says, holding off the Confederate surge up Little Round Top with 20th Maine and the rest of Strong Vincent's brigade. Strong Vincent is killed. He's the overall commander. He's killed that day. Many live through it, and they celebrate their lives and their camaraderie the rest of the century. Joshua Lawrence Chamberlain, however, goes on to a career that is spectacular afterward in public service. He becomes the governor of Maine, 4 years servants. He becomes the president of Bowdoin College, his alma mater, where he was a professor, a student, a professor, and then president, raising money, expanding the educational possibilities in Maine and nationally. It was one of the founding colleges of the 19th century for science and medicine, not only just the classical languages. However, Joshua Chamberlain then goes on, Joshua Lawrence Chamberlain, he was called Lawrence, he goes on to serve his governor for 12 days in 1880. This had to do with a dispute over an election. And the Democratic governor was maneuvering afterward in order to make himself the winner. It was cause of great turmoil in the state, and there was talk of violence in the state capital at Augusta. Ron White describes how at the ultimate moment when the mob was surging towards the state capital, Chamberlain put himself out in front and dared them to shoot. Listen to Ron tell the story. This is a man who was brave at Gettysburg, wounded very badly at Petersburg, struggled with that wound and his weakness the rest of his life, and yet continued to be a scholar who stands up to a mob. Here he is, Joshua Lawrence Chamberlain by Ron White. The book is On Great Fields, The Life and Unlikely Heroism of Joshua Lawrence Chamberlain, and the second part of our conversation within these next hours. Thank you. Ron White.
And so as there literally is an insurrectionist mob approaching the Capitol, Chamberlain is alerted and he steps forward and faces the mob and says these words, "Men, you wish to kill me. Killing is no new thing to me. I've offered myself to be killed many times when I no more deserved it than I do now. Some of you, I think, have been with me in those days. You understand what you want, do you? I'm here to preserve the peace and honor of this state until the right government is seated. Whichever it may be, it's not for me to say." And as he concludes his words, he steps forward, opens his coat, and says, "If anybody wants to kill me for it, here I am. Let him kill." Well, with that, an old veteran steps forward and says, "By God, old general, the first man that dares a hand on you, I'll kill him on the spot." And with that, the crowd drifted away. And I argue that this is Chamberlain's finest moment. These are 12 days, not 90 minutes at Little Round Top. 2 days later, the Supreme Court of Maine meets. They throw out the votes that had been counted out. They elect the governor as a Republican. The Republicans win the House. The Republicans win the Senate. And if I could, of all the letters that came in afterwards, I just love the letters that came to him. They're just quite remarkable, telling about who he is and when he went on. He's just an amazing person, and that's his finest moment.
More of this later.